Not only that, we love him.
Amen.
All our heart, all our soul, all our strength. That's actually not your all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. It's actually by faith, because Jesus did it for us. On our behalf. In our stead. So, since he did that, that's what you'll be judged by. You won't be judged by your works or lack of works. You'll be judged by the works of Jesus on your behalf. That's called imputed righteousness. Imputed. That means it's counted. You can count it. Reckon yourself dead unto sin. So we are dead unto sin. Therefore, we can obey the Lord just by faith. Just by faith. Why? Well, you don't need a rhema. You don't need anything. You get them, but you don't need them. That's not what's going to save you. What's going to save you is the fact that Jesus died on the cross and forgave all your sins. So I want to speak today about forgiveness. Have you forgiven everybody in your life? Have you forgiven your parents? Have you forgiven your grandparents? Your great-grandparents? Whatever, going all the way back. Have you forgiven everybody that's ever harmed you, injured you, did wrong to you? Not only is that important because you don't want to be bogged down by holding a grudge against somebody, an offense against somebody who offended you. It's important because you entered into his rest. Come unto me, all you that labor. In other words, trying to do the deeds of the law in your own strength. I will give you gift, granted to you, without any merit on your part, without doing any laws to help out. I will give you eternal life. That eternal life, no one else can give that to you. Eternal life means everlasting. Everlasting. Wow, that's powerful. So you'll live forever and ever, world without end. Ever and ever. Now, the chief teaching of the Reformation 500 years ago. Chief teaching. In fact, if this teaching is not taught, everything else fails. Everything else falls apart. So, chief means chief. This was the number one teaching. What is it? Forgiveness of sins. Forgiveness of sins. Totally based on a promise. Based on a promise made to Abraham 2,000 years earlier. And the law could not disannul that promise because it was made with his right hand raised. You can't imagine God raising his right hand, but he raised his right hand. He raised his right hand and swore to my hurt, I will keep this promise, my covenant with you, I will keep it. And therefore, I'm the father of faith because I have faith that God will keep his promise to Abraham. God will be faithful to keep that, and it's your eternal salvation. But even though you're forgiven without doing any deeds of the law, you will do deeds of the law. Only you don't do them. Actually, Christ in you does them. Because when you were born again, you were born of the Spirit, not of the flesh. Flesh cannot do this. Since you were born of the Spirit, you have a spiritual new creation standing with God. And so now you can do the works because it's a description, not a prescription, not a proscription, not what you should do or what you ought to do or what you ought not to do. It's a description of who you are in Christ. So a description means he's describing your new man in Christ. Now, we don't talk that way any longer, but they did in the Reformation. And it's what overthrew the Roman Catholic Church as being dominant. Whereas Kanye said, I want to think for myself. And he's right. As a matter of fact, that may be the winning ticket, is that when you can think for yourself, you don't have to belong to a tribe. You don't have to do what your tribal leaders say. You don't have to do what anyone says. As a matter of fact, it's a sin to do so. You should not obey anyone except the Lord either gives his permission or says, this is me speaking. So we don't obey any other voice except God's. That means you can think for yourself. And you can express yourself even though you still sin. How many know that after you're a Christian, you still sin? Yep. So the first work of forgiveness is it forgives you from all your sins. You've been pardoned. Under the law, you would be guilty, but since you've been pardoned, you are not guilty. You cannot be guilty. It's impossible to be guilty. There is therefore now no condemnation for them which are in Christ Jesus. Why? Well, because you walk not after the flesh. You walk after the Spirit. That's an appositive. In the Greek language, that's an appositive. And since that's the case, it defines, in other words, what's just been said. The Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath set you free from the law of sin and death. You sin, you die. That's the law. But if you've been pardoned, doesn't count. It does not count. Your sins will never be counted against you. Sorry. Sorry, devil. You lied. You said that man must behave himself in all the religions of the world except ours. All the religions of the world teach that you need to make a sacrifice. You need to behave yourself. You need to be civil. You need to be whatever. Ours is the only religion that forgives enemies. Do you know that Pastor Bronson, Andrew Bronson, came home yesterday?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the reason is, I believe, the reason is what he said. I forgave my captors. I forgave the Turkish people. I love the Turkish people. But I forgave my captors, even those that held me, illegally, unlawfully, however, I forgive them. And he wasn't mad. You can see the smile on his face. He was glad even when he was in Germany. He was already glad that after 2 years of a 35-year sentence, the big thing for him was, I'm praying for my enemies. I bless my enemies. I forgive my enemies. I do good to my enemies. I will never curse them. That's powerful. I want you to know this is the chief teaching of the Christian faith. You've been pardoned by the blood of Jesus. Did we not sing that today? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So, I didn't know you were going to play that song. That was a good song to play.
God knew.
Yeah, right. God knew.
I don't think we've ever sung that song.
No, you've sung it, but I appreciate that it was sung today because it's the chief teaching, number one teaching of Martin Luther's Reformation. You know, all the other Christians teach differently. Even some Christians do. They know the words, but And they even use it as part of their doctrine. But that doesn't mean they act that way. So the first part is you've been forgiven. The second part is you forgive others. You love your neighbor as you love yourself. You love your neighbor. That's why you have to forgive everybody. I say have to. You don't have to. But if you don't, that means God did not describe you as a new man in Christ. And he did. He did describe you as a new man in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You just been to the rodeo?
Yes, sir.
How'd you know?
I don't know. I don't know.
Who told?
I guess the Lord just said that. So God is good. He's always been good. He will always be good. He never changes. So since he is forgiven you, and this is available to anybody, anybody, at any time. The amazing thing, even Christians hardly believe that. In fact, they don't even forgive themselves for doing things. But you never did anything anyway. I don't know if you know that. The only actor in the universe is God. So don't take yourself seriously. You're not a serious person. I'm not going to illustrate it. I'm just stating it. God does everything. He created you. He justified you. He's sanctifying you. He'll glorify himself in you. And all of that is free gift. It's a free gift. We should pay for it under the law. But there's no law in heaven. Did you know there's no law in heaven? They won't have stop signs. They won't have speed limits. In fact, you don't have to pay taxes. In fact, you don't need a broom because there'll be no dust. Amen. So heaven is a little bit different than here on earth. And he's just testing us today, his believers. He's just testing us to see whether we go by his indicative, the description of us as saints. Do you know, it doesn't say to the sinners at Rome. You know that in the Bible, it doesn't say that. Jesus. To the sinners at Ephesus. It's always to the saints. Well, saints still sin. Even after you've been born again, you still sin. In Latin, simul justus et peccator. At the same time you're justified, justus, et and peccator, a sinner. So you still sin. Everybody does. You sin inwardly, outwardly, you sin. Sometimes you don't worship God with all your heart and soul and strength. Sometimes you don't love your neighbor as yourself, so you didn't even fulfill the law. But Jesus did it for you, in you, through you. For you, on the cross, in you, now, and through you, past, present, future. So that men, when they see your good works, they'll glorify your Father in heaven. So, Pastor Brunson and his family forgave the people of Turkey because they hadn't done anything wrong. The government, and they thought he was part of the, he was celebrating the fact that I had to round them all up, and he was one of them that they rounded up. They didn't even judge him for a while. They didn't even know what crime he'd committed. All he'd been, he spent years and years and years in that country preaching the gospel. And all of a sudden, the new president, or the new would-be president, now president, he thought, he's a threat to me, so I'll round up all my enemies. That's the way the world does it, because they have no forgiveness. None, 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 none. And yet, Trump, for some reason, said, I think you need to rethink this because you do well to not go forward in what you're doing. And we have a lot of others in Turkey right now that need to be set free. They're American citizens. And I like what Trump said. any time in America, anywhere in the whole world, we will come and get you. Make sure you come back home. You're not under Sharia law. You're not under any laws. Why? Where did they get that idea? From the Bible. They got that from the Bible. The Bible is the number one book of America. Not because we serve communion. I mean, we're not talking about that. We're not talking about religion. We're talking about the freedom every man has to worship God according to the dictates of his own conscience. You can be Muslim, you can be Buddhist, you can be Catholic, it doesn't matter. You're all free. You're all free.
Glory to God.
So, this number one teaching of the Christian church, number one, and you can see this in any religion, they all hate their enemies. And they're all proud that they do what their religion tells them to do. That they did a work for God. All worthless. Man in his best state, man in his best state, man in his best state, that moral, religious, doing nice things for God, he hates it. God hates all of that. Hates it with a passion. He doesn't want you to do for him. He wants to do for you. That's amazing. He just reversed it. He doesn't want you to do anything for him because you're incompetent. You're impotent. You can't do anything for God. He's already done everything for you. You didn't create the world. You didn't make a church. People can't make churches. The government can't make a church. Nobody can make a church except God. So we're part of his church. Ecclesia. Out of being called. In other words, out of this world, being called by God to serve him on this earth. So you've been called out of the world, so you can't be part of the world. So the King James is wrong. King James is wrong. They called it Kirk. Or church. But it doesn't say that. The actual word is out of. You are called out of this world. Ek. Out of. From. Okay? And you are called to worship God with all your heart, soul, and strength. Called to worship God with all your soul, with all your spirit, with all your strength, everything. And that's what God is doing right now. This is a description of you. You're now a Christian. What? Because you have a new heart. What is the new heart? You comforted yourself because God said, I pardoned you. And he said, oh, don't worry. You'll be out. You'll be out today. 24 hours, you'll be back in America. It's like, that is amazing. Well, they got that from the Bible. Because God is a merciful God. His mercy is for your sins. He doesn't want you to have any sins on you because he made you. And when he made you, he wrote with his right index finger on your heart. It says so in the Bible. He wrote with, you can read it, Romans 2 and other places. So he wrote and said, this one's mine. Not the day you were born, the day you were conceived. The day you were conceived in the womb, he said, this one's mine. Nobody, no emperor, no pope, nobody can stand between you and me. So Jesus is now the mediator. He's the stand in the middle guy. He's representing God to us and us to God. So he does all our works. That is amazing. That is amazing. Any work that you ought to do, Jesus did it for you. So you can't do any work. Even though we imagine we can do something for God, you can't. God wants to do everything for you. That's the way children grow up in good families, that the parents supply the clothing. They feed their children. They send them to school. They spank them. They discipline them. Same as God. In other words, kids don't worry about anything. They just do cartwheels down the hall. They're not worried about anything because they know their parents will take care of them. Same God. Same as God. We learned that from God. As God is, so we must be like Him. We're created in His image, Betzalemnu, and according to His likeness, Kedemutnu, in the Hebrew. So, the whole text of the Bible is that God loves you unconditionally, no condition. You don't have to do anything for God. He wants to do everything for you. That's amazing to have a parent like that. All of our four kids, and now our almost 11 grandchildren, another month or so. And we had one yesterday. We had a big party, right?
And it was a big party.
It was a big one.
Yeah.
And today we're having another one at our house to give Mary a, you're going to about to be having a baby, whatever they call those
showers,
you know, whatever. And so it's awesome. Why? Because God still can't change His mind, loves us. He can't. Oh, after what you did yesterday, I've changed my mind. He can't. He knows everything eternally. He knows how it'll all turn out. He knows exactly who's going to do what. He didn't destine you to do it. He just said, I know what you're going to do before you do it. I know who you are. But those are secrets to me. I don't need to tell you that. But here's one thing you can do. Believe in Jesus. Just have faith in Jesus. Whatever He says about Himself, about anything He's done, it's always for you. You're the beneficiary of God. You are the exact, you're under a divine trust. So the spiritual trust, which all of us are part of, also leads to other trusts. The public trust. Personal trust. Private. Public. It can be all kinds of things. Trusting means, happy is the man that trusts in the Lord. I trust in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I trust in the Lord.
Amen.
Do you trust in the Lord, Dan?
Yes.
What is your trust? What is that based on?
Promises.
You see, faith is not just faith, like in the faith teaching. It's not a commodity you purchase. You don't do anything. It's a gift of God. And so is the work that follows from it. It's all a gift, a gift, a gift, a gift. And, you know, children at Christmas experience that, even though they've been naughty. Even though they have not behaved themselves. Even though they ate the cookie before you were supposed to, the party is supposed to, don't eat that cookie. That's for the party tonight. They do it anyway. And yet they get all these gifts and enjoy them. And their face is so, they're so excited after tearing off the wrapping. You know, they're so excited, you know, because they get gifts of God. People like gifts of God. Do you know that? People like gifts of God. Do you know that the world is not going to end in terror? I don't know if you know that. It's in the Bible. It'll end with glory for Israel, for Gentiles, for the church. It's going to be a glorious ending. Period.
Praise God.
I know that people speak of gloom and doom and so on and so forth, but we don't teach that. There is gloom and doom for the wicked, but not for the righteous. How are you righteous, David?
By faith.
Alone. Totally by faith. That's all. You have to have faith in not yourself. Mm-hmm. Faith in somebody other than yourself. As a Christian, you're another person. You're no longer you like Karen. You're not Karen. You're Karen in Jesus, or Jesus in Karen. So you become a different person. So you're no longer you. So the description in the Bible is descriptive, not prescriptive. It doesn't prescribe to you any law. There are no laws in the Bible. What about Moses? Well, what about Moses? He even broke the law himself. Did you know Moses broke the law? But he's in the 11th chapter of Hebrews as a man of faith. So the law man became a faith man. Mm-hmm. Because he said, another prophet God will raise up in the last days. So everything in the Bible is good news, good news, good news, good news, good news. Comfort yourself, comfort yourself, comfort yourself. Comfort ye. It's the Messiah. And it's repeated. Comfort yourselves. Comfort yourselves. Reflexive. The subject of the sentence uses a verb that reflects back on themselves. Tell Israel her warfare is over. Her sins have been forgiven. It's all over. This was 700 years before Jesus. This was 700 years prior to Jesus' coming. Well, it's the same thing that was promised to Abraham. Don't worry, my son. God himself will provide the lamb for a burnt offering. The lamb means his own son. His own son. Because his own son is the perfect sacrifice because Jesus never sinned. Did you know that Jesus never sinned? Did you know that Jesus never sinned? He said, if men do it, it'll have a little stain of sin. But if God does it, it'll be perfect. So I want you to go down there, live David's life for him. Live his life, and then write a description of who he is in Christ. So then he can obey. But now our obedience follows faith, not precedes faith. You don't obey to get the mercy of God. You don't obey to get the grace of God. You don't obey to get the forgiveness of God. You do nothing. Because apart from me, you can do
nothing.
That's literal. It's not just poetic. Apart from me, you can't do anything. In other words, I don't want you to do anything. I want my son to do everything. I want him to labor. I want him to not only die for you, chair 4. I want him also to rise up and live in your heart, chair 5, until he cleanses you from all sin. So you won't have any sin, because Jesus does that too. Not only he's faithful and just to forgive you for all your sins, forgiveness, but he's also cleansing you from all unrighteousness, but he's also perfecting you in love. In other words, he does everything. He does the atonement. He does the sacrifice. He does the offering that you could have done. Did you know that Jesus lived your life before the foundation of the world?
Amen.
He lived your life perfectly, and you'll be judged by that. And so when you go to God, said, even though I sinned under the law, I know the law was for Jesus to keep. Sorry. But I know you love me unconditionally. And I'm going to believe in you to the day I die. No, even after death. This thing lasts forever and ever. That's all God wants. He just wants you to confess your sin. Just say the same thing as God says, homo logeo in the Greek. Homo means same, and logeo means speak. So same speak. If God says you're a sinner, then you're a sinner. If God says you're a saint, then you're a saint. He imputes to you. Because he imputed all your sins on Jesus. Jesus, now, I want you to become sin for everybody's sins in the whole world. Buddhist, Hindu, Muslim, it doesn't make any difference. Die for everybody's sin. Pay for it. Therefore, even our enemies, we pray for them. Even people that hate us, we pray for them. Even people that misuse us and abuse us. That's happiness in this world. As a matter of fact, when you forgive everybody in your life, including yourself, you're free. You're free forever. And I'm always happy. Literally. Always happy. Do I sometimes sin and become unhappy? Yes. I don't count those. You know why? Because of the promise. So I don't count when I do wrong or when Peggy does wrong, I don't count that. Or when my kids do wrong, I don't count it. I don't count it. That's why they can say, probably without full knowledge, they can say, our parents were perfect. And they at least that's on the birthday card. Christmas card, you know. So, but we weren't. And we never pretended we were. We were just ourselves. And because of that, God did all the work. I love God doing all the work. So if a child can survive you, that's a miracle. That's a miracle. In other words, it isn't because what you do, it's what he did for you. Is what he does in you. It's what he does through you. And when men see your good works, they aren't yours. They're actually Jesus in you working. Faith in Jesus, who's active in love. The faith isn't active. The faith is passive. The faith is in Jesus Christ, right? So my faith is in Jesus, who's active in love on my behalf. And that's only for my neighbor. That's how God knows you really believe the description I made of you. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has passed away, the new has come. Perfect, perfect tense. Perfect past, perfect present. Perfect past, perfect present. And perfect future, though he didn't say so, it's perfect future. You will be in heaven. He can't say it because it hasn't yet happened. But you already have it now. You are already now a perfect person. Say it, I'm perfect.
I'm perfect.
That would be a lie under the law, but you're not under the law, you're under grace.
Amen.
You're not under a law, you're under grace. Sola fide, faith alone. Sola gratia, grace alone. Soli Deo Gloria, to God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
God did all the work. Solus Christus, only Christ. Sola Scriptura, only Scripture. So whether you read it in Latin, or whether you read it in Greek, or whether you read it in Hebrew, it all says the same thing. God is love. And he wants to forgive you. Nobody made him do it. He's not under any law. He just wants to forgive everybody that he created. Anybody that he created, you belong to me. In other words, there's always hope for you. You can't read any scripture in the Bible, I don't care what it says, and make it be against you. It's all for you. Everything God has ever said, meaning you are so important to me, I created you. And I don't want you to miss the glory. So I sent my son. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory. I'll make up for that. So everybody here is a sinner. There's no question. You don't have to. You can blind your eyes and just point anywhere. Everybody's a sinner. But God doesn't count it. He allowed forgiveness. So if you say today these words, Lord, I forgive so-and-so. Well, don't say so-and-so. Name somebody. I forgive my mother. She wasn't perfect. I forgive my father. He wasn't perfect. I forgive my children. They weren't perfect. You can forgive anybody. Why? Because that's all God wants, is just forgive everybody. Then you'll be free forever. You know why the world is crazy today? Like America? America used to, be a bystander watching other nations fall apart. Now we have all the enemies within us. I mean, we have everything that's happening in the world is happening right here. So what? So what? You're a new creation. The old has passed away. The new has already come. And even though you haven't seen all of it, you see donum partum, partial, heaven on earth. But you don't see donum totum, the full joy of the Lord. That's your strength right there. So when you forgive somebody, it's something in the sight of God. When you forgive somebody, he hears that. said that. That's a Christian. That's a Christian. This is number one chief article of the Reformation, chief article for Abraham. How many know Abraham didn't always get it right? Abraham actually, in fact, God met him in Ur, worshiping the moon god. How's that going for you? I'm trying my best. Well, let me make a promise to you. I will. 7 times. That's a promise. When someone says, I will, and they're a superior, whatever they promise you, because they're superior, they will do it. But no man can do that. Only God. Only God can do it. People's promises come and go. God's promises forever and ever. So, have you forgiven everybody in your life? Could I hear an amen?
Amen.
Yeah, everybody. And as you're driving home, the Holy Spirit might say, you didn't forgive so-and-so. So then, okay, so just say it right away. I forgive also so-and-so. Don't be elaborate about it. He knows what you're talking about. Just say the name. Because you're not doing a good work. That good work has already been done when Jesus forgave you. So this idea of forgiveness of sins means God hates sin but loves sinners. He hates sin but loves sinners. And he will not let any law ever hold you. Pastor Bunsen, whatever his name is, he figured that out. He figured that out. Wow. 24 hours ago, I was in prison. Now I'm free. You're free forever.
Amen.
Jesus freed you a long time ago. And he actually forgave his enemies, forgave his captors, and prayed for them. And he prayed for Trump right there.
That's so cool.
The same that he prayed for Erdogan, he also prayed for Trump right there on public TV. It's like shocking. It's almost like being a Christian is okay. It's like we can say Merry Christmas or whatever. But I don't know who Trump is. He's like weird. But he actually does what presidents are supposed to do. It's amazing. And he's gotten away with it, and he has all the enemies in the world, in the Republican Party and the Democrat Party and the, you know, all the other parties and so on. But he has everyone against him, and the whole world is against him, but now the whole world beginning to like him. And even some of the black people are going to switch over. They've already begun. And you might find out that was one of the secrets he has, is that he just appealed to the... He's not fancy about it. He just says whatever is in his mind. But he does the right thing. I mean, he has advisors and tells them what to do. But basically, yeah, I like that idea. I'll say that. So he just says it. So the best is yet to come.
Amen.
That's not heaven.
Amen.
We don't have heaven on earth. We have heaven on earth right here, right? We have heaven on earth right here. Do we not have heaven on earth right here?
Yes.
It's descriptive.
Yes.
It says every church is like the kingdom of God, and we're just part of the DNA, you know, just another church. But God says, no, it's not that way. You're my DNA. I mean, you are part of, you have the Holy Spirit. That's it. So, forgiveness is the chief thing. Forgiveness of sins. You've been forgiven, now forgive others. You've been forgiven, now forgive others. I know what it says in the scripture. It says, if you don't forgive your brother and blah, 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 you misread it. It's not saying what you think it's saying. If you don't, then you're going to be in trouble. It's not saying that. It's simply saying, if you have faith that you've been forgiven, then also forgive everybody else. I don't care what they've done to you. Parents can be harmful to kids, okay? So what? I had three fathers. They were all jerks, idiots, and so on, but I prayed for them. And I went and met them. I met each one and forgave them. Why? Because the one birthed me. That was a one-night stand. The other one left after a couple of years, couldn't live with mom. Actually, his grandmom said, you want a life? Get rid of him. And so on and so forth. So grandmom did that. Then the other one was Adolf Hitler. But I love all my parents, and I witness to every one of them. And I said, you don't have to do a thing for me because I'm a Christian. I told them my whole story. And I don't care what you've done. I don't care what you didn't do. Jesus Christ did this. It's free. And you can break the spirit of any religion or of any pride that man has that I did good. You didn't do good. God did good for you. Now he's doing good in you, and then he will do good through you. So don't give yourself accolades. You're just simply dependent on God for everything.
Amen.
You know why America's blessed? It's because of faith that God, whatever he said, I have eternal life. So we have confidence. Without confidence, you can't do business. Confidence is the key to doing trade or anything. So people make big mistakes when they're not doing due diligence to find out, should I trust this person? Because people lie. How many know people lie? Even Christians lie. Let God be true and every man a liar. But that's all right. You ask the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you wrote this book, and I'm reading it. Now, I want to end this one verse. Verse 11, chapter 6, Romans. Romans 11, 6.
611.
611. I don't know.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Janet didn't know.
We don't know either.
Yeah.
We'll look it up for you.
611. Reckon yourself, count yourself, reckon yourself, impute to yourself. This is descriptive. Reckon yourself dead unto sin. In other words, I'm dead to it. That's the way God looks at you. When he looks at you, he doesn't see your sin. He just sees the blood of Jesus. He just sees the Holy Spirit within you. He just sees all the gifts he's ever given you. That you've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Even though you haven't experienced them all, you have them all. That's why you can rejoice every day. That's why we sing hymns. That's why we sing. Right, Dan? And I want you, when I'm done here, I want you to sing that song, Standing on the Promises. And don't forget any word. So God wants you to reckon yourself dead unto sin. In other words, when you sin, don't count it, because God doesn't. Because you're a believer. So I'm dead unto sin. Janet, your husband is dead unto sin.
Good?
Yeah, it is good.
It's good news.
It's good news.
Good news.
It's good news. And David, your wife is dead unto sin.
It's good news.
You know, all you have to do is say it. Mm-hmm. Just say it by faith. Don't be earnest. Just say it. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to do anything. God loves you, and just simply say the same thing God said. You're free. You're totally free. If the Son shall set you free, you shall be free.
Indeed.
Indeed has two meanings. Indeed, actually doing, but it also means indeed, it's true. It's truly true. So since we've all been forgiven, wow, there's nothing impossible for us. Whatever God has said, it's possible. Now, why do you obey? You obey just by saying these words, reckon yourself dead unto sin. You could just say those words. I reckon myself dead unto sin. That's saying it. Did the saying it make it true? No, it was true, and that's why you said it, because it's descriptive, not proscriptive or prescriptive. So you don't need those. Under the law, it's prescribed and proscribed. Do this, don't do that. Do this, don't do that. Don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, otherwise you'll die. Okay, they did die spiritually. The moment they sinned, boom, their spirit was gone, darkness entered their hearts. The second, the nanosecond that they did that, immediately they were dead. Because they no longer had the Spirit of God, which He created them with that capacity to be like God, it was gone. And they were like people think in America today. I hate America and so on and so forth. You can't hate America. Did you know that we are in the world, the whole world is only existing because of us? I don't know if you know that. The whole world is only here to bless us. And since we don't see it, don't insist upon your rights. Just do right anyway. Just do right anyway. What's right? Forgive your enemy. Forgive your brother. Forgive your sister. Forgive anybody. Everybody. You can breathe again when you do that. It's too powerful, Karen. If you forgive everybody, you're free.
Yes, by faith.
Lynn, you're free. It's too powerful. God notices that. He notices everything. Nothing is outside God's vision, His contemplation. And so His law was for Jesus to keep. He did have a law, but it was for Jesus to do it for you. So He wanted you to love God with all your heart and soul and strength, and Jesus did it. He wanted you to love your neighbor as yourself, and Jesus did it. But He did it for you. He didn't do it for Himself. He didn't go to heaven because He did it. He went to heaven because He had faith that God would keep His promise. I'll do this, and it's for you because I'm on a mission. And I was told, go down and tell them of my love. Show them that I'm not only merciful, I'm not only kind, I'm not only good, I'm not only gracious, I'm everything you can imagine on your side. I've always been for you. I have never used my law to condemn anybody at any time. I've always wanted to use that law for Jesus to keep it for you and forgive everybody else. I've only had that one view in mind ever since I created you. I want everyone to stand on my promise. Promises, totally, totally. When God raises His right hand, swears an oath, totally cannot be annulled by the law. The law can never annul what God has said. So there is no law. You can say it clearly, there is no law. Against such there is no law. What? When you have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, meekness, self-control. 9 fruits of the Spirit. Those 9 fruits of the Spirit, Jesus did them. You didn't do them. Jesus did all that. And He did it for you. So against such there's no law. So there's no law before God. When that happens and I just trust Jesus, I have faith in Jesus to be active in love, and He's always doing it for me. And I get the credit for that. Don't you have what a wonderful God? Amen. That's why I praise Him. I praise Him every day.
Hallelujah.
I praise Him this morning. I always praise Him. 5 hours every day before anyone's up, I'm praising God. I was up this morning. I was up and early because I love to praise God. Why? Because that's a description of me. I'm a praiser. I'm a child of praise. And say, well, do you want to do it? I never ask that question. I'm not psychological. I have no psychology in me. Well, did you feel like doing it? I have no psychology in me. Did you understand what you were doing? I have no psychology in me. I just do what God said. He's describing me in the Bible. That's me. just like Jesus is, that's me. I'm going to do just like Jesus did. He counts it. He doesn't have to count it, but he does. He imputes to him my sin and imputes to me Jesus' righteousness. That's a double imputation. So I count that. So I'm dead unto sin. Let's say it. I'm dead unto sin. It no longer controls me. It no longer domineth me. And even when I do it, that's not me. That's not me. That's not my new me. That's the old me. Oh, yeah, that's the old me, the old man. But the old man is dead. So now the new man is Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ for me, the hope of glory. Christ through me. Everything is for me. I'm the beneficiary of God. Isn't that powerful? It's too sweet. It's too powerful. So don't worry about people. Don't be a people pleaser. Because you've never pleased anybody ever. Every little child is going to sin. And then when you grow up, you still sin. Until Jesus comes back. When Jesus comes back, you'll see him as he is. Hallelujah. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, what we know that when he appeareth, we shall see him like he is. And he who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. So you have to speak this. Remember how God created the world? He spoke it. Same speak. Just say the same thing God said. So if God says you love your wife, you love your wife. So I can say without any apology, without any explanation, Peggy, I love you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my strength, and you're my first and best neighbor. Not only that, I'll never leave you or forsake you. Now I can say it in faith, but someday I'll see it when he comes back. It doth not yet appear. So sin, I don't count sin. Well, that's cheating. I'm just doing what Jesus said. So, David, are you controlled by sin, or do you have total dominion over sin?
Total dominion over sin.
That's by faith. Amen. Even though you sin, the next second, don't count it. Because God doesn't count it. That's mercy. Mm-hmm.
Sin shall not have dominion over you.
There's no reviticism, you know. Redivicism. Sidamanamachi. Whatever. There's none of that. Because when God does something, it's over. So, Karen, from now on, you can be happy.
Thank you. Yes.
I mean, you already have been, but you can continue that way. And happy from now on. Well, you've always been happy.
I've never been mad at anybody.
I believe you. I believe you. So God is good. You all have good testimonies, right? You overcome them with the blood of the Lamb. Word of your testimony. You love not your life to the death. Don't love your life. Why? God already loves you. God already. It's better to have God's love. My love to God is weak, but God's love to me, solid. All right. Who'd like to testify? Who'd like to be next? Just make it up. Just make it up. Who'd like to testify? It's good. This is the chief article of the Reformation. God used Martin Luther not to rebuke the Catholic Church. By the way, they never disagreed on the Trinity. Ever. All the other things, misunderstanding of this and that and so on and so forth. And years ago, right here in Dallas, years ago I was at a meeting, and the Pope, Paul II, sent Cardinal Suenens here. And he said, we no longer consider Martin Luther a heretic. He is now a separated brethren. Forget his motives. Forget the motives. But there was a lot of joy in that room. And a lot of the leaders were here. I mean, big leaders. Huge. From all over. Because they came here to hear what the Pope had to say. So, It ain't over yet. Because the church hasn't fully come to its hot stage. We're hot. We can make anybody hot. Just like that Pastor Brunson. Why? Because he loves the Turkish people. And he loves even his captors and forgave them. It's very timely. Forgiveness is the key to the church. No forgiveness, no church. Forgiveness, church.
Amen.
Christian. We're hot. All right.
Hallelujah.
Testify. Someone else. Yes, Willis?
When you were talking about how we're looking more like Jesus,
mm-hmm.
it just takes me back to when I was at my worst, and I would have friends would come to my house, and my mom would say that in front of them, and no, Will's looking more like Jesus, and they would kid me about that, because at that point, we didn't look anything like Jesus.
Right.
And so I'm just grateful for her speaking those words over me.
Right. She had a joyous funeral.
Yeah.
That's powerful. Who else? Testify. It's word of your testimony. Testify. Hey, I've experienced what you're just talking about. I know Jesus has forgiven me all my sins, past, present, and future, all of them.
That's true.
Because I live by the mercy of God. I know he did that all for me. And the best is yet to come. Who else? Yes, Karen.
Happiness does lead to holiness.
Okay.
And I believe in it, and God is doing this in my life, that I am happy even when the circumstances would not permit me to be so.
Right. Yeah.
So I pray and love and worship God and His Son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Powerful. Yeah. You have to go against your psychology. It's just witchcraft, by the way. That's in Galatians 3:1. It's just witchcraft. In other words, you've been bewitched to think you are what you are. You don't know what you are. You are what God says you are. If He says you're a saint, you're a saint.
Amen.
So, don't worry about your opinion. Who else? One more. Yes.
Well, I just know that I cannot hold an offense against anyone.
No.
For more than a moment.
Right.
Or it's unforgiveness.
Right.
In my heart.
Right.
Even in all of this Democrat, Republican thing, I'll hear something on television.
Right.
Nothing. Oh, he's such a liar. I mean, I just to myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm saying, that's, Lord, that's yours.
That's right.
Not mine.
Right.
Problem. And just like with Andrew at work, he's worked at Tom Thumb for 29 years.
Right.
And there was someone that offended him.
Yeah.
His managers. It was not. It was uncalled for.
Right.
And as a mother, of course, I was just really angry about it for a moment.
Right.
I told Andrew, I said, Andrew, we can't hold that against him.
Right.
We have to forgive. God has just shown me.
Yeah.
Daily. That
wow.
comes about.
Right.
It's so easily unforgiveness.
Too powerful.
Amen.
Sweet.
We have to forgive.
We have to forgive.
And put them in God's hands. It's not, well, like vengeance is mine.
No. Yeah, vengeance is mine. But he is so vengeful that he probably has mercy on even people we don't like. Jack, you were going to...
I find that sometimes there's a... There can be a self-righteousness attached to forgiving somebody, you know, in a psychological way.
Yeah.
And I find that it helps me to know my own sin first. Ask the Lord to show me my sin.
Right.
Then I can forgive somebody.
Yeah.
In faith.
Right.
It shows me how bad I did or how bad I was.
Yeah. It's amazing how the boat, we're all in the same boat. There's no difference between me and a sinner, open sinner. Yes?
I just want to second what Joe said about it just came to my mind, or I just heard it recently in a Lance Wallnau program that he did recently, where he was basically saying, we need to forgive all the people that we're, you know, harboring on the left, all the nonsense we're seeing.
Right.
We need to forgive.
That's
the key to us, you know, dominating.
That's hot.
Yeah.
That's hot.
Coming back into a place of position. And you know, the other word that I've just had on my mind is that out of Isaiah 26, that, you know, you will guard him and keep him in perfect and constant peace, whose mind, both its inclination and its character, and that word right there is yeser, which is imagination, is stayed on you because he commits himself to you, leans on you, and hopes confidently in you. So that's the key to what Karen was saying, is having our mind stayed. I mean, the enemy will continue to bring back our past, and particularly in the negative situations that arise.
Right.
And as we keep our mind stayed on the Word, then we can take those words captive.
I love it.
And continue to minister to ourselves that God is for us, who can be against us.
Right.
So it's great. The Lord has really ministered to me in the area of regrets and that respect. And since I now really have His revelation and Word on it, then as soon as I start going down that regret path, you know, the Holy Spirit just is there to cut it off.
Yeah.
Just cut it off.
Yeah.
Instead of dwelling.
Reckon yourself.
Hallelujah.
Reckon yourself. You're dead unto sin. You're no longer a sinner. You're a saint.
That's right.
I am a saint.
Hallelujah.
I'm perfect.
Thank you, Jesus.
Innocent before God. Because of His promise.
Amen.
I want Dan to sing before you say anything.
Well, I'm going to say something before Dan sings.
All right.
Because that's yours, isn't it?
Yeah.
The forgiving yourself. God forgave you. And what Ben was talking about specifically is talking about regret. Well, regret is one thing, is not forgiving you. I made a stupid decision. I made a stupid call. And most people who do that carry that. And that's unforgiveness.
Yeah.
God already forgave that.
Yeah.
So if you screwed up, if you messed up, what you want to do now is just receive forgiveness. And so you receive that instead of saying, well, I regret that. No, don't regret it. Don't regret it anymore. Say, I forgive myself. See, Jesus forgave you. Didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus forgave you. He forgave everything. He didn't hold out one thing. So you want to forgive yourself today.
Amen.
Amen.